And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
And we continue with the countdown now. The top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Inman, Brian Cleveland, also here in the studio. If you missed the first hour of the program, check it out, radioforall.net, or you can podcast through iTunes. Lots of opportunities to hear it across the country on our syndicate partners, over 30 across the nation. But now we're into the top 10. Lots of big music to bring you, lots of movement within the charts we saw over the past week and even into this week, and a little bit of movement in our top 10 as well to round out the top 10 of the week. And it all comes from, as I mentioned, earshot-online.com. Brian's going to let you know what it's all about.
It is, as always, the fine service of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, producing a weekly National Campus and Community Radio Report, which includes the National Top 50, the top 50 most played releases all across Canada from over 30 campus and community radio submissions. And for the week ending Tuesday, February 7th, 2017, is the top 20 that we're counting down this week. And as Anthony mentioned, we're about to get into the top 10 releases. You can go and find those regional lists again from all those 30 campus community radio stations, as well as genre-specific lists, both nationally and regionally, for electronic hip-hop, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's reviews, interviews, and other features. Just so much great stuff to go and check out on a daily basis. Again, it is earshot-online.com. Earshot with the exclamation mark at the beginning.
There you go. For what? You still don't know why.
I like it, though. I'm not against it.
No.
I'm on board. I'm pro lead-in exclamation mark.
What does the exclamation mark at the beginning mean or indicate for you to do? Like, earshot 20. Earshot instead of earshot.
So like a fading out.
Right.
The exclamations at the beginning.
Right.
And then you temper it towards the end, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not a linguistics.
I have a friend who has done some linguistic work, so I'll ask.
They're going to say there's no such thing as an exclamation mark at the beginning. Impossible.
Yeah. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. Reach out to us if you'd like some exposure on this show. We're happy to have you on for an interview and play something from your latest release if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist. And thanks very much to Bonnet House for joining us this week. It was great to catch up with those guys and chat a little bit about their project. And again, a contest running through our home station's Facebook page, facebook.com/localfm. You'll be able to win tickets to the CD launch, which is happening on March 4th, and you'll get a CD, a copy of the CD. So you'll be able to listen to it, check out the songs. I'm sure it's going to be a great show, one to look forward to.
I listened to the full release today, actually, for the first time before we recorded today's show, and it's great stuff. No big surprise there. Some fantastic musicians.
So what's your rating? out of 5 stars?
You can expect my full review in print. Really cool release. Definitely go and check out some more of that stuff if you enjoyed the little snippet that we gave you. This is also an opportune time to mention we have another big contest coming up very soon, perhaps within the next week or so, for the ECMAs. And we'll just kind of leave it at that. The ECMAs are coming. This is not news to you.
Oh, maybe it is. Or no, maybe I saw something in the email, but I hadn't read it. So I'm excited now. This is good.
Yeah, the ECMAs are coming to St. John, New Brunswick this year, the East Coast Music Awards, and we'll have some great giveaways for that to tell you about in the very near future.
Well, that's cool.
It is cool.
All right. And we might have something else in the works too with Trevor.
Exciting things.
Yeah, it's this show, this year is the year of the big show. It's just it is the year of the big show. All right, let's get it started. We've got 10 albums to get through. We've got Steven hanging on the line to give us more music news. Brian's going to have the lowdown a little later on in the program, but first we've got our first set of 3 in this hour.
Yeah, we're in here for the third time on our show, or the third week in a row on our show. Kid Koala's new one called Music to Draw Satellite, which features Emiliana Torini. It only drops just one spot this week, and we're going to hear the track called Satellite to kick off this set of 3. We have 2 new to the show records this week in our top 10, the first of which is at number 9, last week at number 25. It is the debut full-length release from Century Palm called Meet You, a really cool group that features members from groups such as Tough Age and the Ketamines and more. And we're going to hear a track called Reset Reaction. And then Mrs. Adams by Foxygen at number 8. Up from number 11 is their new one, Hang.
Here is Kid Koala with a song called Satellite. It's your number 10 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
We'll be right back.
Sure Shot 20. Number 8.
Here I am in this Hollywood bar. Press my face against the glass. Can't you see I'm making reservations all for a birthday? Hey, Mrs. Adams, what you doing now?
That was Mrs. Adams by Foxygen. Their new album is called Hang. This week, climbing from number 11 to number 8. And climbing even further from number 25 to number 9, it is the new one from Century Palm called Meet You. It comes out in a couple of weeks' time, but it's playing all across campus community radio already. You got to hear a great track called Reset Reaction. And kicking off our second hour, our top 10 at number 10, the first of that set of three was Satellite by Kid Koala featuring Emiliana Torini, and that is from their new record, Music to Draw To, Satellite.
Second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. We're back on the line with Stephen Karlick, senior editor of Exclaim Magazine, and our music newsman right here on the program brings us music news every single week. And fancy this, we started the first hour with news about prizes and awards and nominations. We're going to do the same in this hour. The Prism Prize has announced their top 20.
Yeah, on the same morning that the Juno revealed the nominees for their various prizes, Canada's annual Prism Prize announced their shortlist of 20 finalists for the title of Best Canadian Music Video of the Year. Among those artists for the 2017 prize are Grimes, Bad Bad Not Good, Kitronada, Pup, July Talk, Tanya Tagak, and more. The champion is selected by a jury that votes on the videos based on originality, creativity, style, innovation, and effective execution. As previously reported, the winner of this year's prize will be gifted $15,000, and that will be handed out during a screening and awards ceremony on May 14th at the TIFF Bell Lightbox in Toronto. Last year's prize was awarded to Cal Mattson for his Avalanche video, which was directed by Philip Sportel. Prior to the 2017 winner's reveal, the list of nominees will be whittled from the current 20 down to 10 on March 28th. Right now, though, at Exclaim.ca, you can see the 20-video long list of Prism Prize-nominated videos, as well as a trailer spotlighting the long list clips and each video in full, which you can see at the Prism Prize website. So cool stuff there. Check out the videos. Support Canadian artistry and music videos as a medium.
And some familiar names on this list as well. Andy Schauf, Bad Bad Not Good, all kinds of names that we're familiar with on the program. So best of luck to all of them.
Indeed. And I should actually probably mention, in the interest of full disclosure, that I am a juror. And I did have some say over which videos made that list.
Oh, so hanging out with your famous friends again, huh?
I did not direct any of the videos, I can tell you that.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe something you should, you know, dabble in the near future.
You never know.
Never know. All right, we'll flip over to our next story. This one is strange, but anyway, Katy Perry's got a new single, and it's playing out of a disco ball.
Yeah, so this is something I don't usually do on the show. I try to keep it very local. I try to make it about either Canadian artists or artists that might be the type that you would read about in Exclaim or here on Earshot. But this one was too interesting not to mention. There have been a lot of weird album reveals in the last few years where, you know, you have to do a scavenger thing online and find the single somewhere, or like there are white label vinyl releases and you can buy them to find the single. Katy Perry, of all people, has a new single titled Chained to the Rhythm, which she will officially release on February 10th, that is today, Friday, if you're listening on Friday, February 10th, before she debuts it live on stage at the Grammys on February 12th. Ahead of that, though, she's giving fans around the world a sneak preview of what's sure to be another hit by sharing a map marked with locations of special disco balls all over the world in major cities. Fans who find the sparkly spheres are meant to bring their headphones. They can plug those into the disco balls to hear her brand new single right then and there. Unfortunately, there's only one in all of Canada, and that is at Toronto's Nathan Phillips Square, where, like I said, bring your headphones down, plug them into the disco ball, and hear Katy Perry's new single if you are inclined to hear it. Even if you're not, kind of a cool idea. You can see the map at exclaim.ca with tiny little disco balls all over North America, Europe, South America. So head to exclaim.ca for that. And if you're near Nathan Phillips Square, bring your headphones and listen to Chained to the Rhythm.
I know what everyone is thinking right now. Stephen, have you gone?
What?
Have you gone and listened?
I have not gone, no. I am diligently doing my work at my desk. I'm really, to be honest, I'm really, you know, I am a big fan of pop music, but I am not a big fan of Katy Perry's.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, maybe I'll wait till Friday and see how it is.
See what all the commotion's about.
If we were talking Carly Rae Jepsen, I'd be down there in a heartbeat.
Knew it. I knew it. All right, one more story to get to before we get to your song pick. That's just a fun story. One more to get to before we get to your song pick, and this is a new one from Effed Up.
Yes, it is. The Toronto punk and hardcore vets have been, it's been a while since we heard an album from the band, but they have been continuing their Zodiac series of 12-inch records, and they are releasing Year of the Snake this March. The forthcoming 12-inch will be issued through Tank Crimes Incorporated and will arrive March 24th on CD, picture disc, splatter vinyl, clear vinyl, and regular black wax. The release will contain two songs, with the title track, of course, Year of the Snake, clocking in at just shy of 24 minutes. A flexi disc with a remix of the title track will be included with the black, splatter, and picture disc vinyl variants, and will also be on the CD version. You can watch a teaser trailer for that at the bottom of the Exclaim.ca page. Head to Exclaim.ca, search the band, and check out Year of the Snake. This is the eighth entry in the series dedicated to the Chinese Zodiac. It follows 2015's Year of the Hare, which arrived through Death Wish, and Year of the Dragon from 2014, which was also released by Tank Crimes. The band's last album was 2014's Glass Boys, so this is the first new music in quite a while. They also have a few tour dates, including one in on March 19th in Vancouver. Maybe have to wait until a new album before they announce more, but we'll see about that. Year of the Snake on March 24th. Do make sure to check it out.
Cool stuff. All right, that does it for another week of music news. But obviously, you can go to the website, exclaim.ca, and there's always new stuff being posted every single day. That's kind of your job.
That is.
Yeah.
If you go to exclaim.ca and there's no new music news, let us know, and we will write that right.
We'll write something.
We'll write that wrong.
All right, that does it. And Stephen, we're now going to turn it over to you. Thanks very much for being with us, and we'll have your song pick of the week.
Thank you. I'm not sure if I ever got the chance to discuss its release, but on March 24th, a newish artist by the name of Kelly Lee Owens will release her debut LP. That is a self-titled album. It's long in the making. She released an EP just a few months ago called Oleic in October of 2016. Really cool, kind of minimal techno, but a lot of krautrock influence in there. Reported that she's a huge fan of Arthur Russell. She has a song dedicated to him on the album. But the first single from it is called Anxi. That's A-N-X-I. And it's a techno-ish little track with a lot of atmosphere. Really, really beautiful. And it's featuring the vocals of Jenny Haval, which you may also know. This is Anxi by Kelly Lee Owens on Earshot Radio.
Thank you. Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Migos, Ryan Adams, The XX, Pharrell, Japandroids, Sampha, and much more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
Started this song in the southern states, raised by the
It's the Earshot 20.
Our second of two new records in our top 10 this week is number 6, up from number 22. No big surprise to see this one climbing up. It is the new long-awaited release from Japan Droids, and it's called Near to the Wild Heart of Life. You heard a track called Northeast Southwest. Tassie Mancy in the middle there with a track called Missoula from their newest album, Do Easy, dropping two spots, number 7. And as always, we heard from Stephen Karlick, and he had a song, Pick of the Week, this one by Kelly Lee Owens. It's called Angsty, and it features Jenny Havall.
Very cool. Some big jumps there this week up into the top 20, for sure, and into the top 10.
There's some big Canadian releases in 2017, just right from the very beginning, and lots of brand new, cool 2017 stuff all throughout our charts already. Great stuff to check out, for sure.
And you said last week, I think, that you didn't even know the Century Palm album was coming out. That just kind of appeared.
It was in an envelope, excitedly.
and wrapped in all kind of nice ribbon. Anyway, that's a look at the albums that are charting and debuting in our program. Debuted last week on the charts. We're going to get to the spot of telling you about debuts below the top 20. But first, we've got a couple more tracks to bring you. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 5 and number 4.
At number 5, you're going to hear from Diana from their newest Familiar Touch. From number 8 to number 5 this week, you're going to hear the lead track from that record called Confession. And then The Evaporators last week, number 2. This week, number 4, it is Ogo Pogo Punk with a track called Mohawks and Dreadlocks.
Looking back at it all from a distance, sunken and hungry eyes. Couldn't see I'd already taken what I needed to get me by. I kept
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
The Earshot 20.
That was Mohawks and Dreadlocks by The Evaporators. Their new one on Mint Records is called Ogo Pogo Punk. This week at number 4, last week number 2. And climbing from 8 to number 5, it was Diana with Familiar Touch, their newest album, and the lead track from that release called Confession.
There you go. I also had a look at The Evaporators, the album art on the page, and that's it's like a touch terrifying and a touch like, but well, that's kind of cool. I don't know how to feel about it yet, but
yeah, for sure. Everything about The Evaporators is always pretty fun. No big surprise there, being Nardwuar, the Human Serviettes band, and that includes some pretty wild songs and music videos and so much more. Definitely one to get the full audio visual experience.
Yeah,
absolutely. Definitely go and check out that one for sure.
All right, well, we have one more break before we get to the top 3, and that is to tell you about some of the albums that are debuting below the top 20. Of course, we can't play the full top 50 every week. We bring you selections of the top 20 every week, but we'd like to tell you what is debuting below the top 20 because there's a chance they could make it into the program. And Brian's got it for you. It's the lowdown.
Yeah, just a couple of releases below the top 20 to tell you about this week. Not a big surprise considering we had 2 debuts within our top 20 and so many debuts over the last couple of weeks. But some big new stuff definitely below the top 20 to check out, including number 46, Grand Buddha, If It Happened to Me. Number 33, Kawama with an album called Seasick. And at number 31, it is Ginger Ale and the Monowales with an album called Bang. And our highest debut this week is at number 26. It's the new one by Homeshake called Fresh Air. So you might see any of those releases or more within our top 20 over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, because sometimes we see albums that debut a couple of weeks prior and then they make their way up into the top 20. But it's cool. All kinds of new music. Steven and I have been talking about it for a few weeks. It seems every time we do the music news, there's at least one or two new albums to talk about that are going to be coming out in the near future that are no strangers to this program. So
yeah, and you know, some of those are starting to arrive into the campus community radio stations. The new Bill and Joel Plaskett album arrived in the mail this Woo-hoo! week, so perhaps you'll see that one within the charts in the next week or two. There's at least 5 more that I've seen on the music director desk, the music department desk, that are very exciting ones for sure.
Very cool.
Keep your eyes and ears peeled and call in those stations and tell them the tracks you want to hear, because often they'll play them. You can affect the charts.
Oh,
in some way.
That is a bold statement right there.
It's true.
All right.
Campus and community radio is for and by the people, Anthony. You know this.
I do. It's the motto of my life, for and by the people. All right, we've got 3 more tracks. We're going to get to them right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 3.
Sitting still at number 3, it is the new one from Heat called Overnight. Here's a track called Sometimes.
We'll be right back.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Just your shadow, just your voice, and my soul. Just your love, just your shadow, just your voice, and my soul.
Draw the street is rare. In a 2-3 time affair, there's no guarantees. Working through the seasons, pressed up against the ceiling, pushing down on me.
The Earshot 20.
That was number one, Sitting Still. The second week, it was the new one from Austria called Future Politics and a track called Gaia. Lips in the Middle there by the XX from the album I See You, rising from four to number two, and Sitting Still at number three from their new debut release, new album, I should say, Overnight Heat. with Sometimes.
There you go. That's Brian Cleveland. I'm Anthony Edmond. Countdown is on, and now it's over for another week. Earshot20 at gmail.com. Our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. Catch the program, radioforall.net, or podcast on iTunes. And check it out on our 30-plus partners who air the program each week. And right here at home on Local 107.3 FM, where the show is recorded and broadcast. Until next week. Enjoy what's to come, because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.